keg of beer.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
It's butt cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer. I'm back! You can rally!
Woo! That's cute. I remember when I had my first beer.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
I had a beer with the old biker man at the end of the street, and he let me touch his old lady's titty.
Good man. You set him up, and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
Pack your ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was not the best thing in the world.
And just like the movies, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey, everybody, it's Dustin.
And Seth.
And we are Drunk at the movies, brought to you by Bearded Owl Brewing in Peoria, Illinois. Well, it's Halloween, kids. It is our final October episode of 2018. And did we save a doozy for you guys?
And this movie, I think it gets better upon repeat viewings. I discovered that recently.
Well, this is going to be like the second time I've watched it in 2 weeks. So we will find out. And what we are watching is 1973's The Wicker Man.
Not to be confused with the 2006? I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, I've tried to block it from memory.
It's easy to block from memory.
For the time being.
Yeah, we might revisit that one at some point. The Nicolas Cage, the much beloved and much hated Nicolas Cage Wicker Man is not what we're watching today.
Yeah, there's no bees in this movie.
Mm-mm. It's not a bee movie.
No. I never saw that one. Would you hear Seinfeld where he's the bee?
Where he plays a bee.
Yeah.
A movie based on a title idea.
Right. Well, you know, they made an emoji movie too.
Ooh.
I actually saw that piece of shit though.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Well, you don't have a 9-year-old.
No.
So that, yeah, there's no reason.
But I did used to smoke a lot of pot. Okay. So.
Well.
That's reason to watch crap movies, yeah, I think, usually.
I guess so. But this one is not a crap movie. Not at all. And we've got a brand new beer to enjoy while we watch the movie. It is named after one of my favorite Nine Inch Nails songs, who I actually get to see them in a week and a half.
I heard that.
Up in Chicago at the Aragon Ballroom.
You lucky bastard.
Yeah, Brianna and I are going. That's going to be a really, really cool show. This is Terrible Lie, which is a coffee cream ale. And it says it features locally roasted beans. So, you know, supporting more local business. And a small dose of locally grown Chinook hops from Sharp Mountain. We would tell you we did not put coffee into this beer, but that's a terrible lie. And the flavor profiles are coffee, creamy, sweet, toffee, and somebody said bourbon.
And it is all of the above. I can actually taste that bourbon a little bit.
Yeah. So you can get this on tap now at Bearded Owl on State Street in Peoria, Illinois. So we highly recommend you go do that. This is going to be the first time I've been able to enjoy this one. I always try to get new beers to feature, so I'm pretty stoked about this. And something else to be stoked about is Wednesday Night Trivia, as always. So you guys go check out Bearded Owl. Go on Wednesday nights for the trivia. Get some beers. Tell them we sent you. They would be more than happy to hear that. I've got beer, and I'm ready to watch a movie. But before we do that, we've got an opening credits song for you guys to enjoy while you dig out your copy of The Wicker Man to watch along with us, or you know, buy it through the YouTubes as Seth did the other day. I own it on DVD because I, of course, have a problem with collecting physical media. And our opening song, it's an appropriate one, from the band The Estranged. This is Wicker Man. So you guys enjoy that here on Drunk at the Movies.
Mm-hmm.
that was The Estranged with Wicker Man. I could not play Iron Maiden.
I listened to Iron Maiden's Wicker Man 3 times on the way here just to get pumped for this movie.
I do love that song, but one, they're not independent. I think they're still on a major label. Mm-hmm. And two, also, I had no way to contact Iron Maiden directly. So we're sporting the independent bands. But, dude, go check out the Iron Maiden song, too. You might be hearing a little bit of it right now, but I don't have permission to play the whole song. So like I'm not going.
45 seconds, I think, is what you're allowed, something like that.
I will be done.
That's good stuff. That's a rendition.
I also want to let you guys know I've been getting over a cold for about 2 weeks now. So apologies if you hear any sniffling and or coughing. I will try to keep it to a minimum so I don't end up in a Wicker Man myself. So here we go. Hit play in 3, 2, 1. Off we go. Now this movie had some interesting distribution stuff going on. It, I believe, was filmed in 73, but didn't come out till 74.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. distribution was totally different. Like Roger Corman originally wanted to distribute it, but they didn't go with him. And in hindsight, they kind of said they screwed up by not going with Corman because he would have promoted the hell out of it.
Now, I do like that opening title they had there where they were thanking Lord Summer Isle and the residents of his island as though they were real people. And the credit to them was even said in kind of a professional way. It's almost like an early Blair Witch to convince the audience that this all really happened.
There's our hero, Edward Woodward.
Fun name to say.
Edward Woodward.
Rawr.
His parents really loved the letters W-A-R-D. Britt Eklund, you'll see a lot more of her later.
And you might remember her from The Man with the Golden Gun, as you will also remember Christopher Lee from The Man with the Golden Gun.
Yeah, there are a few notable names here. Ingrid Pitt, mm-hmm. She did some Hammer films alongside Christopher Lee, I believe. Christopher Lee, you know him, you love him. He was Dracula back in the day. He was also
Count Dooku more recently.
Sauron, mm-hmm. In the Lord of the Rings. He was Harry Potter and stuff, right? Was he Harry Potter? I don't know.
And then, of course, he was the villain of Man with the Golden Gun, who I want to say is Scaramanga, right? I always want to say Scaramucci.
It's Scaramouche, will you do the Fandango? That's next week's movie. So we're treated right now to a really long opening sequence of a plane flying, and we get some music, and we'll let you hear some of it right now.
And this music was made for the film.
Yes. Now, I will be honest, I do not own the soundtrack for this.
I want it. Just for fun.
Some of them are all right. This is not one of my favorites.
I want Willow's naked dancing song. I want to hear that over and over. He's going to crash.
So some of these shots are actually South Africa and not Scotland, because this movie is supposed to take place in the springtime. But guess what? It's not filmed in springtime. It was filmed in like October, November. And any shot you see with plumage on the plants, those were glued on. It did not naturally happen that way.
I believe they spent an entire day gluing leaves to trees.
That is so horrible.
So you could even see as he was flying in there, some of the shots were clearly not trees that you would find in the Scottish Isles.
Yeah. So they're still talking about corn rigs. Oh, he's landing finally. Director Robin Hardy,
who did not get along with the director of photography.
Yeah, I read that too, that the guy that was chosen by the studio was not Robin's first choice.
He apparently was known for being able to successfully shoot against blue screens. He was like the best blue screen photographer in Britain, and they thought they might have to resort to that if the Wicker Man did not function the way that they wanted it to. And it turns out they didn't have to rely on that. So the director could have had his first pick if he wanted, after all.
I'm gonna drop an anchor here.
He might need that later.
Did you hear me?
No.
I'd like a dinghy, please.
I bet you would.
He said dinghy. Hey, what's our drinking game for this movie?
How about we take a drink per pagan reference, any sort of pagan or neo-pagan or Celtic pagan reference, and maybe three drinks or five drinks per...
on-screen nudity.
Yeah, definitely for that. Yeah. And I was going to say any musical number that just pops up out of nowhere, because while they were shooting it, the director even told some of the actors, it's kind of a musical. It's kind of a musical horror film.
It is. It's a little weird. Okay, so we're finding out why he's there.
Private property or not, now will you send a dinghy, please?
Send that dinghy. He is a police officer that was sent to this isle to investigate a missing child report. Now, originally, this movie was a lot longer. There's a director's cut that was first completed. I think it was around 2 hours. This version is closer to an hour and a half,
which is, I think, about
shorter than that. But yeah, there was. That always throws me off when the windows open from the top instead of the bottom.
Does this remind you of the opening scene in Popeye the Movie, the Robert Altman musical?
Oh, okay.
Like, I feel like the Carrot Man, the Tax Man, and Piano Mover should be showing up any second.
Yeah,
those are the Piano Movers.
Play me a song. You're the Piano Man.
But yes, it was originally a couple hours, and even the director's cut is missing footage that they wanted to include. Mm-hmm. The negatives were destroyed.
Accidentally
on purpose. They're not sure.
Yeah, the studio hated the film.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher Lee has said it's like the favorite movie of his in his career. But
he even did it for free.
Yeah, which, you know, find an actor willing to do that nowadays. And I believe for, like, the press tour in that, he paid for himself for all travel and stuff for that. So he really believed in this movie.
And he went all out. He even went to, like, small communities in the Midwest and America. Yeah. And people were like, what the hell is Christopher Lee doing on my TV, my morning news?
But the studio did not believe in it. Then they were doing some sort of, like, cleanup in the vault, and they were burning some negatives, and the story is that the ones for Wicker Man had just arrived and they somehow got put in the wrong pile and were destroyed.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So it's, people are very hit or miss on this movie. People love it or hate it.
So you'll never see like a director's cut remastered unless somebody somewhere has a copy and, it comes out, you're just pretty much always going to see this version.
Which is unfortunate, in my opinion, because I like the... I'm guessing a different director of photography would have made different decisions, but I generally like the photography in this movie. I think they used a good film stock. It really catches that sort of bleak, dreary, yet in tune with nature kind of feel that they're going for here.
Because I think originally in the director's cut, you see him get the letter, and it's a little more explained. This, it's just kind of like, oh, I'm just showing up. And here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no backstory until he gets to the island. We got some more music.
And some ducks. They suspect foul play.
I kenned her heart. Now his window opens normally.
He's a normal guy.
How do you ken somebody's heart?
I always felt that R was just sort of cheating. Trying to get that extra syllable.
What do you have against the letter V?
Yeah.
All right, so we have Mae Morrison, Post Office and Sweets. Is that little chocolate boy, is that racist?
I thought the same thing, but maybe it's just the color of the chocolate. But yeah,
it looked kind of mammy-ish.
It did. It did have some mammy overtones.
Oh, look at that cake.
Hey, lucky rabbit. Nude cake. Someone's having a bachelorette party or a bachelor party later.
Yeah.
Man, I wish we had chocolate bunnies.
I'm here for some penis straws.
And then there's snuff up there. What's the snuff doing up in the candy shop?
Oh, shit.
Did you come over in that aeroplane that I saw flying round?
Mrs. Doubtfire's candy shop.
Well, no, not exactly.
Do you have any edibles?
We have inquiries about your daughter. We understand that she's missing.
Missing? My daughter?
Mother of the year, folks.
And that's her?
Never.
Now, apparently, the actress
that's
playing the missing girl has a twin sister, and that's actually a photo of the sister, not of her.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know what that says. Like, we like you for the role, but your sister photographs nice. Better.
She's more photogenic. You sit and pout and paint for a little while.
13 or 14, surely. Myrtle.
It's not very good.
Say hello. This is Sergeant...
Sergeant O.
What a weird name.
Hello, Myrtle.
Yeah, Howie is a weird name.
Yeah, it's, I think that Howie Mandel should have had this role.
I have an Uncle Howard, and some of his friends would call him Howie. I didn't like it when I was a kid. I wouldn't like it as a last name.
Howie didn't like it?
Nope, no. Howie the Duck.
Howie didn't like it.
Howie
Buddy
Hughes.
Stood firm.
Yeah.
Buddy stood firm.
Hey, what?
You paint like sheep.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you, Myrtle.
Thank you, Myrtle.
That's a pretty good Scottish accent. There are actually very few Scottish actors in the lead roles of this movie, anyway.
Of course I do.
You do?
There was a different actor that was up for the lead role, but did not take it.
Yeah, there were a few. Peter Cushing was suggested by Christopher Lee.
Grand Moff Tarkin could have been taking the place of Edward Woodward.
Almost had Tarkin and Dooku in the same film.
That would have been fun.
And Dracula and Van Helsing.
She's a hair.
He was also Doctor Who in the Doctor Who movies.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's worth pointing out, for anybody who cares about Druid culture or pagan culture or the rise of neo-paganism and all that, that a lot of this movie is very much inspired by what we do know of pagan culture. Green Man, here
Green
we go.
Green Man is.
Pagan reference.
Here we go.
You are the Green Man. Green Man is saving your life right now.
Is this where it turns into American Werewolf in London?
I was just going to say that same thing. It's very, and I wonder.
The Slaughtered Lamb.
How many movies that I love were inspired by this, and just you don't realize it. Because there is, even the flying in at the beginning is kind of like The Shining, that helicopter shot. The Shining, going over the lake, and it's kind of the music playing, just kind of setting the tone of the movie.
I feel like they should have had a record scratch when he walked in. It was a little lacking there.
Excuse me, what's that star
now,
on the wall?
This is Lindsay Kemp, and he is playing Alder McGregor, the landlord, hotel keeper, whatever. He was one of David Bowie's early mentors.
I did not know that.
They actually had a relationship.
Hmm.
He was like Bowie's boyfriend for a while.
And here he plays Willow's father.
And they're actually very close in age. Oh, let's check out this song.
Yeah, that's gotta suck.
But he was a mime, and he taught Bowie a lot of his stage movements. Yes. And I think he taught him other things, too. This is kind of
creepy as shit.
Yeah. Hey, let's sing a song about your whore daughter that apparently we've all fucked.
And I'm just going to smile and laugh about it. See, I don't have any children, but I'm guessing I would not be okay if I owned a bar and all the patrons were singing about my daughter in this way.
Yeah. It was a different time, Seth.
Oh, that's true. A different time, different region.
Landlord's daughter.
And she's cool with it, too. Just dancing along.
The pants of every gentleman to stand up.
Oh, that's a boner joke. They're just laughing at their boners.
And he is not cool with it. This is the most...
He's a very Christian man.
A very stuffy Christian cop.
Her left toe.
And her right toe. That would be her vagina.
Oh.
Yeah. And, now she's going to dance and be like, yep, that's me they're talking about. And,
all right.
Now we've got
bumping
some
and grinding.
Dry humping with the kilt guy.
I'd like my supper now, please.
It won't be long, sir.
Willow will be ready in a minute.
Don't want to let them worry you. Why don't you have a wee drink?
No, thank you. I don't drink wee.
Get on with it.
I think you all ought to know that I am here on official business. I am here to investigate the disappearance of a young girl.
Like the bartender's mocking look as he looks around.
The harbourmaster's already told you by now.
I'm
Where's
not
the girl?
Here for your drunken shenanigans and your boner jokes.
Would you pass that among your customers, please?
Now, in defense of the people who are checking this guy out to see if he's worthy of sacrifice, he is kind of being a complete dick.
Yeah. Oh, Summer Isle apples. Look at all them apples.
Hmm.
Lots of pictures of apples. This is apple porn.
How do you like them apples?
And there's like the sun.
The beginning of there. Food porn.
Yep.
Oh. Mm. Hooks in you.
There's a picture missing. Weird. So, yeah. He's like, I like your pictures of apples. Interesting decor.
And this movie, of course, came out in a time where the rise of neo-paganism was becoming more well-known throughout the world. And that was the attraction that the filmmakers had, was they were learning more about rumors of the druids and human sacrifice. And they started researching some of the basics that have carried through, what people do know of Celtic pagan culture. And they wanted to turn that into a horror film. So they used the music and this sort of weird hippy-dippy lifestyle that these Summer Isle people have as a way to sort of get the audience to go, what the fuck are we watching here?
I want
to
know what the fuck he's eating right there. He's eating blue beans. Which, that's weird, right?
That's pretty weird.
I'll have an apple.
No apples for you.
On an island famous for its fruit and vegetables.
I expect they've all been exported. You can have the
peaches and peanuts. Oh. Yes, straight from me ass.
Cheer up. Food isn't everything in life, you know.
Oh, I think I know what she's talking about.
And here she's testing whether or not...
I think all the patrons know what she's talking
about. Everybody
on
the island knows, exactly.
So he's going to go for a walkabout. It looks like there's some drunk people hanging out there. He's had enough of them blue beans and just wanders into an orgy.
A slow-mo orgy. Which is, I'm guessing, for keeping it an R rating or something.
Probably. What's weird is that they're all lit pretty well. And
I'm sure they are. They've been drinking all night.
He just wanders in while these people are enjoying the delights of flesh. Looks like very, very popular choice is Woman on Top over in that island.
I don't know if that's for ritualistic purposes or these guys are just trying to last longer. I don't know.
You don't have to look at male ass.
Yeah, it's a good, yeah. And here he's just kind of peeping.
Oh, we got a...
See, that's sad.
Fully naked woman crying on a tombstone. And then WrestleMania is going on now. What's all this?
What's all this then?
Seriously, like he was gone how long and it turned into that?
Well, it wasn't slow motion, so maybe time slowed down outside, but stayed.
He's taking a good hard look. Emphasis on the hard. Yeah. They're still singing about her.
Writing his diary.
Yeah. Dear Mr. Henshaw.
That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
Oh.
And said...
Now we... Omen flashback.
Take, yeah, here we go. Nice, nice through line here. There actually is quite a bit in common with the Omen in this movie. Which, again, I do wonder if there were elements that were kind of ganked from this, because it was a lesser-known movie. I think people were ashamed to say that they liked it.
I think they might be Lutheran. Because all this verbiage is very familiar to me. The draperies that they have.
Or as often as you eat this bread...
And he's...
And drink this wine.
You know...
You do show
English.
The Lord's death,
or Scottish, or whatever. He's one of the two. I'm not sure
somewhere
what he
in the
is,
UK. I don't know.
Oh, she's like, I got your peaches and cream. Yeah, so she addresses him, and then he's like following her in the walls by hearing where she's at.
Nice finger picking.
Yeah.
So I assume that he's praying.
And here's another song.
Because he knows that he's tempted right now, and he doesn't want to be. And so he's reacting like a child, essentially.
Well, he's definitely having a siren song here. One, that's annoying. Like, quit hitting the wall. I'm trying to sleep. The captions are obscuring her nipples. Oh, okay, there they moved. Britt Eklund, at the time, was dating Rod Stewart.
Yes, and he was none too happy with this scene.
Yeah, you think she would have explained to him, like, okay, honey, my boobs are going to be out.
Yeah.
That's on her.
He actually tried to stop the production of the film, or at least this scene from being used in it.
Yeah.
It's a bit ridiculous, Rod.
Right.
How many women have you sung songs about?
Yeah, Maggie May.
Who had no control over whether or not you were telling everybody how you felt about them.
Yeah, so she wanted to show her goods. She was actually pregnant at the time.
She was a few weeks pregnant and was not happy with the way that her bottom looked.
Bottom.
This little British word I had to sneak in there.
Fat bottom girl.
Yeah. She made the rock and roll go around.
So, well, I mean, there's, you know, nowadays, a thick bottom is looked favorably upon.
We talked about it last episode. It was thick.
Thick. So, yeah, right now you're getting to enjoy Brit, and then she's going to start twerking here in a little while, and that's actually a body double.
Right, not actually Brit twerking. It's still Willow.
He's reaching for that doorknob.
He's thinking about it.
Because he's trying not to grab his other knob.
Right.
He's like, I need to grab a knob.
There are two knobs he'd like to grab.
I will twist this one. And she actually just almost twisted her own.
And you can really see a difference in her kind of seductive, slow, kind of sensual dance here. Even when she starts smacking things in the wall.
Oh, yeah.
It still is done in a certain rhythm that goes with the song. Her, not so much. She's getting a little out of control.
Yeah.
The body double.
The body double's trying to show taint.
Taint misbehaving.
That taint. Britt Eklund's taint.
No taint. No taint.
She's talking about his dick and pubes, right?
Oh. Man, you got way more out of this movie than I did.
And she's now doing like a churning.
And then going to toss it out the window.
Yeah. There goes your
giving
seed.
It away.
Look at all the fucks I give. The choreography does leave a lot to be desired, but it's a naked woman walking around a room.
I'm still okay with it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people aren't going to say much. I mean, we always encourage you guys to watch along with us, but I really think you would get more out of it if you were watching. Just... I mean, the song's okay, but she's, like, literally smacking her ass right now. And he's...
not smacking his.
Climbing the walls, trying to picture... Oh, he's sweaty, too. He's being worked into a fever.
Now, Britt Eklund said that she would get fans bringing a photo of the full nude picture of the movie and try to get her to sign the ass. And she refused because it's not her ass.
Not my ass.
Why didn't he take the picture off the frame like Norman and peek through?
Yeah, there's totally a peephole. You know it. And there's probably one a little bit lower. There's a smaller picture. And like the innkeeper's daughter, you know, like, you can stay in my inn, but just don't stick your dick in the hole in the wall.
That's the milking machine, and it don't stop until it gets 25 gallons.
Well, we've talked about there's a lot of music in this movie, and pretty soon... my favorite song is approaching, but here we go. It's the next morning. She's like, oh, did you like my little song?
Yeah. I feel like she was drawn in every picture in How to Draw Comics the Marvel Way. That was just the model they had for the woman in those drawings.
I thought you were going to come see me. I invited you.
I'm engaged to be married.
Does that stop you?
She's like, why is that picture knocked over?
Right.
I
must say, you are a gallant fellow, Sergeant.
It's nothing personal.
She's actually Swedish, I believe.
Yes, but I don't believe it.
I think it's a Seiko watch.
Full marriage.
Suit yourself. I expect you'll be going back today.
So all of this is Sergeant Howie being tested to see if he is the right person they need.
Right.
And again, we assume you've seen the movie or know something about it.
Yes.
If you haven't, too bad.
All right, let's get down. This song fucking rocks. Crank it, you guys.
In the woods there grew a tree. and a fine, fine tree was here.
His lip syncing leaves a little to be desired.
Yeah.
And on that tree there was a limb, and on that limb,
and it's just little boys thrusting around a maypole. And that's what we're doing right now. And in that egg
there was a bird. We're kind of dancing similarly. That frightens me a little bit.
And
on that feather was
a bear.
And then we're going to sing about fucking
metal.
And what was on that bed?
And on that bed, there was a girl.
What's she doing?
And on that girl, there was a man.
Oh, well, now
from
I know.
From that man, there was a seed.
Sperm.
And from that seed, there was a boy. And from that boy, there was a
now
man.
Now it's getting
from
weird.
From that man, there was a grave. And from that grave...
Now, anyone who is watching, listening, thinking, what a weird, fucked up religion, I will... I ask you, is there any religion that's not fucked up? I mean, think of any rituals in any superstitious religion. They're all pretty ridiculous.
Now, do you do this every May 1st?
Yeah.
I've heard of May Day and Maypoles, but I did not realize that we were supposed to tie streamers to our waist and thrust...
I didn't even know it was a tradition. It's just complete coincidence.
Yeah. Oh.
When
okay.
I found out about this, I was like,
hey,
ha-ha.
Red and white Pekin colors.
Hey, more, awesome. More Pekin connections. They did have prayer groups around a tree or a post of some sort when we were
oh,
in
yes.
high school.
See you
so.
At the pole or something. Like
right.
That. Meet you at the pole. See you at the pole.
Yeah. So again, all religions do ridiculous things, in my opinion.
So now we see the girls. They were getting down with that song. Poor Daisy.
Now, at least we get an explanation as to what the maypole represents
right.
and what's going on here.
Really, Daisy, you've been tongued often enough.
I know.
All right, then, anybody?
Phallic symbol.
The phallic symbol.
Really?
That is correct.
Wieners.
It is the image of the penis, which is venerated in religions such as ours. As symbolizing the generative
force in
nature.
He's learning things. Howie's like, what's all this?
He does not want to know about this, though. He is none too happy.
You're talking about this in front of girls?
Certainly. Yes. Open your desk and take out your exercise books.
It's the Kuma Sutra.
As you can be quite sure that I shall report this to the proper authorities. Everywhere I go...
You are the proper authorities.
...degeneracy, and there is brawling in bars, there is... indecency in public
Daisy,
places.
That is not the proper way
and
to do the ovulating jackalope.
It all stems from here. It stems from the filth taught here in this very schoolroom.
I was unaware that the police...
Even her hair is a phallic symbol.
...of education. Mm-hmm.
Aye, well, we'll see about that.
Has it got a hole in the back of it?
Girls,
looks like a xenomorph.
Could I have your attention, please?
Stop talking about a wieners.
Now, I am a police officer.
Fuck the police!
Is this career day?
No, speaking of dicks.
I have come here from the mainland... to investigate the disappearance of a young girl. I have a photograph here. Excuse me.
I don't want your photograph.
I'd like you to pass around amongst yourselves.
Oh, yeah, we missed some drinks with the last couple of songs.
Yeah. And on that drink, there was another drink. And there's going to be a lot. Yeah.
Well, that's rude.
Yeah, the Hagstone preserves people from nightmares. Just a fun fact, everybody.
Rowan Morrison. That's her name?
Don't wear it out.
Now, do any of you recognize either the name or the photograph?
No. There's your answer, Sergeant.
That one girl didn't say shit.
Whose desk is that?
No one's.
Who's no one? Rhymes with Rowan. No one.
He's onto something. It's like Punky Brewster from behind.
Oh, Punky!
How do you know what Punky Brewster looks like from behind?
hey now. I did have a crush on her when I was 5.
So May Moon Fry. I think every guy our age did.
That's probably true. I watched the TV show
oh,
and the cartoon.
Oh, Punky.
Punky!
I can't. We actually mentioned Henry and Punky on Seeing Ernest last month. I have a dog named Brandon. So, yeah, he's just having his way, looking at whatever he feels like.
typical white man.
Yeah.
Walking around just demanding that he have whatever he wants.
Let's... Oh, Michael Scott. Oh, no. Wrong movie. Her name is in there, and her place of residence is the post office.
Did the one above it say Castlevania?
Yeah, I think so.
That's pretty awesome.
Count Duckula.
Simon Belmont is somewhere in Summer Isle here.
He's like, you bitches are lying to me. I knew it. That was her desk. That one on the right looks high as fuck.
Oh, yeah. I want whatever she's been smoking.
Yeah. You know it's got to be good. You see what they do when they're not on substances.
Island full of what seem to be vegetarians and hippies and pagans. Oh, yeah. They got some good weed.
Where is she? Well, she's obviously not there. Unless she's in that cupboard back there.
And the girl in the back in the middle just looks thoroughly bored and fed up with this guy.
Well, because it was like 25 degrees and they got the schoolroom opened up like it's springtime. I heard they had to put ice cubes in their mouth when they were doing their dialogue so you couldn't see their breath.
Really?
Yeah. Which, you know, good trick. But yeah, apparently it was a little chilly. So this is where we get a little bit more
here,
about...
we do not use the word...
What's going on? We don't use the word dead.
We believe that when the human life is over, the soul returns to trees, to air, to fire, to water, to animals.
Captain Planet...
So that Roy Morrison has simply returned to the life forces in another form.
You mean to say that you teach the children this stuff?
Yes, I told you. It is
They're
what we believe.
They're all riled up from their dry humping.
They never learned anything of Christianity.
Only as a comparative religion. The children find it far easier to picture reincarnation than resurrection. Those rotting bodies... A great stumbling block for the
Look at all that.
Imagination.
Look at all those beautiful blooms back there.
Ludon flowers.
Yeah. May I ask?
She looks like Miss Tessmacher.
Where is the rotting body of Rowan Morrison?
Why, where you'd expect it to be, in the earth.
You mean in the churchyard?
In a manner of speaking.
No, in plain speaking.
The building attached to the ground in which the body lies is no longer used for Christian worship. So whether it is still a churchyard is debatable.
She sounds like Bill Clinton explaining whether he got a blowjob.
Define is.
Yeah.
So far, the moral of the story that I'm picking up is if you're a stranger in a strange land, don't be an asshole.
He's going to walk over and do a dance with that maypole now.
By himself.
And on that cross there was a Christ, and on that Christ there were some spikes.
And on the spikes there was some blood. Below that blood there was a cup.
I thought he was going to break that branch, because people worked hard to make that look that way.
He's antiquing.
Yeah.
That's a cool headstone.
Memento Mori, that's actually the name of a store at Disney World. Oh, so we got...
Drink time.
Yeah. Cheers to breastfeeding.
To fertility rituals.
Yeah, because she's holding an egg.
Mm-hmm. She wants to have another baby is what that most likely means. He doesn't like them apples.
He just disturbed that baby.
Now, this would have been really interesting if he were Peter Cushing. If Peter Cushing played Sergeant Howie, because here we would have had a real direct, awesome Dracula reference.
Yeah. And I read that he actually returned... to where this movie was filmed.
Yes.
To visit, and supposedly that was still in that position where he left it.
Which he said was quite creepy. Yeah. He quite enjoyed making this movie as well. Maybe not as much as Christopher Lee, but from what I understand, he enjoyed this experience.
Yeah, because he actually said, you know, like actors very rarely have roles that will like live on, and this is one of them that did. Do you recognize this man?
I do, but I can't figure out how.
Rowan Morrison.
I will look behind me.
Is that...
How long
is it
been dead?
No, which it is his counselor,
okay,
from Clockwork Orange.
Yeah,
that comes and talks to Alex.
Hi, sweeties.
What is it?
The poor wee lassie's navel string, of course.
Well, that's just
where
weird.
Else should it be but hung on her own little tree?
His name is Aubrey Morris.
Where does your minister live?
Yeah, he played Mr. Deltoid.
I've had that happen a lot recently where I'm just like, this guy is so familiar and I can't think of it and I have to look it up.
And on that tree, there was an umbilical cord. That just doesn't flow very well.
Too many syllables. You have to do like they did the over and take a few out.
Yeah.
It's just a little frog.
Put it in your mouth.
That poor soul throat good. Now anyone
wait, is that all I've had to do?
No.
Seth, you handle the show. I'm going to go look for a toad to shove down my throat.
No, I said there is a frog in my throat, not I want a frog in my throat.
Out he comes. There. Now, that didn't hurt much, did it?
What about to her?
And on that tongue, there were some warts.
Now. Here's your sweet for being a brave girl. Come on, which one would you like? There. He's got your horrid old sore throat now, hasn't he, poor creature? Can't you hear him croaking?
Can I do anything?
I'm guessing that's a pagan ritual, or is that,
sure, why not?
Is that just thirsty? An old wives' tale?
All raving mad.
So now he's pissed because he's like, hey, you lied to me, but I just looked it up, and you do have a daughter, and she lives here, and you're acting like she doesn't exist. That's weird.
So as a cop, he has a reason to be looking into these things and to be upset that everybody's fucking with them, even this Princess Leia looking lady.
Yeah, I was gonna say Ingrid Pitt rocking the Princess Lady buns, Princess Leia buns before Princess Leia.
I like lady buns too. Lady, that's a
she's
fun.
She's rocking
term.
The lady buns. She was she's one of them that did like Hammer films and stuff too.
If you don't cooperate with me here and now,
very small role in this.
You may
though.
Well find yourself inside a police cell on the mainland tonight. Have I made myself quite clear? Please.
But I think she's like fourth billing in the cast.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a can of peaches?
Thank you.
More suggestive. See, again, I wonder if this inspired George Lucas in any way. This is pre-Star Wars.
Well, we know next week's movie did.
Yes.
Names from the Bible.
Yes, they were very old.
But... there's no record of Rowan Morrison's death, which means, of course, that there is no death certificate.
Oh.
Hmm.
What a great detective you are.
Did you know her?
Yes, of course.
Is that her?
Yes, that's her.
It's like,
how did she die?
Wait, now you're answering me straight? Nobody else has.
Right.
No. I don't know anything about her. Nothing.
Nothing. We have another Nine Inch Nails reference.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For nothing.
For nothing.
Four skins, buy them by the dozen.
Are you Mr. Leonard?
When's the last time you went into a store and saw a jar of four skins?
It's been years. Not since breakfast, at least.
Yeah. And isn't that one of the horny old dogs from The Green Man?
I think so.
It was talking about Willow. And I wonder if she's the foreskin harvester. Whose job is that in the village?
Where do they get these foreskins? Because is circumcision commonly practiced in neo-paganism? I don't get that.
I would think they would be uncut.
Yeah, I would think so.
I would think so.
I think it's just like supernatural is the way to go here.
Yeah.
And again, a lot of this, of course, they're just making up. We really have no idea what true paganism was because it was rewritten by... Christianity and by the Romans, and it was pretty much a lot of things were attributed to paganism and pre-Christian Celtic religions that might not really add up. They don't even know if human sacrifice happened. That very well had been made up, but
yeah,
it makes good for a story here to get people in a weird mood to find out what happens at the end of the film.
The camera went into the tree there.
Cameraman now, wasn't watching his way.
I was looking for a jar of smegma in that. In that shop there, but did not see. Oh, we got some lady walking around playing in the trees. Oh, and now they're naked. So,
all right.
A drink to full frontal.
Are they singing?
I think
they're naked and singing. That's six drinks.
They're not singing yet. They're just dancing. The Pagan Macarena, I believe, is what's going on here.
Got Sailor Moon cosplay happening.
Yeah. Oh, this is for all you pregnant fetishists out there, because some of these ladies are with child. Ah, there we go. Burn and burn below. Fire, see the fire, feed and make the baby grow. The rest of they're dancing around in see-through pantyhose, from what I can tell.
Excellent photography.
And yeah, here he comes around the corner of Stonehenge, and he's like, "What is going on? This isn't even at nighttime."
See, if this guy were just less of a jerk, he'd be fine.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he'd be masturbating right now.
Oh, no, that's if he were smart.
That definitely would make the baby cry, I think. Hot water burn baby, so I can't imagine what a flame would do.
That Lex Luthor's house?
Expecting me.
That's what there's a lot of antlers there.
Can you please come this way?
This kind of reminds me of the parlor scene in Psycho, where all the weapons are facing him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls.
That too. He's going to...
Bumblebee Tuna.
He's going to put a slinky down those stairs.
We're going to get an introduction to one of the big characters here. It's got a lot of 8x10s of fruit, because there's nothing weird about that.
Nope.
I'm going to take down my kid's junior high school photo and put up a picture of some potatoes. Oh, he's sneaking another peek. Now, I would think that they are probably not a shaved society. So jumping over fire, spread eagle, is very dangerous.
Maybe that's how they take care of their hair issues.
That makes sense. He's like, "What is that smell?
It does not refresh me.
It's burning. Oh,
sorry.
Burning hair, but there's something else with it."
I understand you're looking for a missing girl.
It's so weird seeing him like this.
You can tell he's just having a great time. You can tell that he really enjoyed this role.
Yeah.
I need your permission to exhume her body, have it transported to the mainland for a pathologist's report. You suspect foul play? I suspect murder and conspiracy to murder.
Murder?
Yes, go ahead. Your lordship seems strangely unconcerned.
I'm high as fuck.
Confident your suspicions are wrong, Sergeant. We don't commit murder up here. We're a deeply religious people. Religious. With ruined churches. No ministers, no priests. And children dancing naked.
Well, you know. They get it from their mothers. Yes. I was enjoying it earlier before you interrupted.
But they are naked. Naturally, it's much too dangerous to jump through the fire with your clothes on.
That's a fair point.
It's like a Monty Python skit sometimes.
Jumping over bonfires.
With their Genesis. Bits about.
What? Literally, as Miss Rose would doubtless say in her assiduous way, reproduction without sexual union.
Wasn't that the joke in War Games that he gets sent to the office for? Your wife?
Fake biology, fake religion. Sir, have these children never heard of Jesus?
Who?
He's bigger than the Beatles.
Son of a virgin, impregnated, I believe, by a ghost.
Happy Halloween.
Do sit down, Sergeant.
Ghost baby.
Socks are so much better absorbed with the knees bent.
That's Jesus.
Please.
Don't use a black light in there.
They're jumping into the flames. In the hope
see that thing from space.
Will make them fruitful. Really, you can hardly blame them. After all, what girl would not prefer the child of a god to that of some acne-scarred artisan? And you encourage them in this actively. It's most important that each new...
How else should I spend my afternoons?
Here, the old gods...
1:30 to 2 o'clock... Young, naked girl time. Playing piano gets tiresome after an entire day. How else will you see 24 nipples in a day?
Well, he's dead. He can't complain. He had his chance, and in modern parlance, blew it.
Ouch. Now that's how you offend a Christian.
What?
I
said good day.
I believe I said good day.
His delayed what? He had to stand up to be able to get out the interrogative. He couldn't even say it sitting down. He
could no longer have the calm conversation bent at the knees.
I see. Then in 1868, my grandfather bought this barren island.
Okay. I was like, what's he looking at?
Distinguished Victorian scientist.
They just posed.
Freethinker. How formidably benevolent he seems. Essentially the face of a man incredulous of all human good. Very cynical, my
friend. I mean, it's a nice house.
Yeah.
Oh, crooked candles.
More of those. I think we have to drink to every crooked candle from now on.
Was the unique combination
that's
of volcanic
fun. I want a bar like that.
The warm Gulf Stream that surrounded
was that a bunch of spoons?
Yeah, not a very fun bar.
Heroin
user? I take it back. That's a very fun bar.
New strains of fruit that he had developed. So, with typical mid-Victorian zeal, he set to work. Best way of accomplishing this, so it seemed to him, was to rouse the people from their apathy by giving them back their joyous old gods. And that as a result of this worship, Baron Island.
Wait, did he just like ahead in time?
Did he also jump ahead like in the frame? Did he just Dracula himself?
Yeah, and also he was eating something and he didn't have time to get anything.
They worked for him because he fed them and clothed them.
They have palm trees.
The trees started fruiting. It became a very different matter.
Yeah, the trees aren't the only things fruiting around here.
Yeah.
What my grandfather had started out of expediency, my father continued out of love.
Exciting and new.
Brought me out the same way. To reverence the music and the drama and the rituals of the old gods. To love nature and to fear it. And to rely on it and to appease it where necessary. He brought me up.
He brought you up to be a pagan.
But you have damn good fruit, I'll give you that.
Conceivably, but not, I hope, an unenlightened one.
I guess mention of pagan counts as something pagan.
Lord Summerisle, I am interested in one thing, the law.
But I am the law.
Well, two things, law and nudity, but I'm not allowed to admit the second one. Yes.
We are supposed to be suppressed.
If I may have your permission to exhume the body of Rowan Morrison.
I haven't seen her nipples yet.
He says with a mouthful of beer.
Oh, boy. And then we have a weird little trinket there.
I don't know if that's supposed to look like white sage or what that's supposed to be.
I don't know. I thought it was a ponytail. So we're digging up a body.
We got more omen stuff happening here.
Yeah.
Digging up a grave.
It's that
to
damn
see what's
jackal.
Inside. Looking for a child in a grave. And what do we see?
I'll tell you who it was. It's that damn Sasquatch. Oh.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
What's in there? Oh, he thinks it's hilarious.
He's cracking up.
Yeah, something's really funny. Oh, because it's a bunny rabbit.
It's a rabbit, not a jackal, but it's a jackrabbit.
And it's not even a decaying bunny. That's a fresh bunny. And its eyes are open. So, I don't know what's going on there. Oh, more music.
She took the tinker by the hand.
Guess that's more drinks.
And led him to her door. So she my kettle. I will show, and you can clout it sure. For fetching and
that is some drunk singing.
Yes.
Whoa!
Nothing will interrupt a song like throwing a dead rabbit.
You want to break up a party?
You mind explaining this shit to me?
Loved the Marchese.
A sacrilege.
Only if the ground is consecrated to the Christian belief.
She's got a point.
Personally, I think it makes a very lovely transmutation.
And a fine stew.
She was trans, too?
Yeah.
So, Lord Summerisle.
Very progressive.
I hope you don't think that I can be made a fool of indefinitely.
So now it's like LGBTQH?
Yeah,
her hair.
What remains?
Okay, there we go. Sure. I thought you meant heroin. I thought it was a spoon referencing.
No,
Lord Summerisle, where is Rowan Morrison?
You're looking at her.
Sergeant Howie, I think that you are supposed to be the detective here.
Snap.
Now, if you don't mind me, I'm dressed like Mozart for a reason. Back to my concert.
Missing on your island. First, I'm told there is no such child. I then find that there is, in fact, but she has been killed. I subsequently discovered.
Well, how does he know she's been killed?
There is no death certificate. And now I find that there is a grave.
And in that grave, there was a hair. And on that hair, there was some blood. And on that rug, he threw those things.
Very perplexing for you.
Who are those girls in that photo?
What do you think could have happened?
Looks like a Francis Bacon before he got to it.
I think Rowan Morrison was murdered under circumstances of pagan barbarity, which I can scarcely bring myself to believe as taking place in the 20th century.
Well, you've never been to that island before.
To return to the mainland and report my suspicions to the chief constable of the West Highland Constabulary.
That's a fun word.
Blah, blah, blah.
An inquiry takes place into the affairs of this heathen island.
Does that dude know how to
you
party or what?
You see fit, sergeants. Perhaps it's just as well that you won't be here tomorrow to be offended by the sight of our May Day celebrations here.
Is that Jules Winfield?
I thought it was Donald Sutherland.
Sam Jackson.
Bro, would you kindly show the sergeant out?
Ezekiel 25:17. Oh,
Fairmaid, says he.
Oh, right back into the song.
The cause is plain.
I feel like Christopher Lee can pull off any costume.
Yeah, the kilt with the tall socks. With a frilly frock.
An ascot.
Yeah. Oh, more taxidermy.
All right. This is just kind of a mixture of all of our, or both of our previous October movies.
Ask Scott what your country can do for you. Ask Scott what you can do for your country.
You even got the dark room coming up here. Going through photos.
Looks like a shitty bathroom to me.
Seriously, was it David Seltzer that wrote The Omen? Can't remember the screenwriter's name off the top of my head.
Remember.
Or did he do the book? Either way, maybe he did both.
He keeps opening these folders so fast.
Could have been inspired by this movie. I am seeing many connections.
What's in this box? What's in the box? 1972. Why, that's last year. Oh, there's the apple picture. That's the one that was missing in the place.
And it's Rowan.
Atkinson.
Rowan and the crops failed.
Mr. Bean.
Sacrifice.
Hello.
Perhaps it's just as well that you won't be here to be offended by the
sun. I like how it's circled on there. Also, it would be April on...
Yeah.
They wouldn't have flipped the calendar page.
Unless it's their way of, because they've just been setting up traps for him to see if he'll fall into each trap. Maybe it was a trap.
Oh, what are they doing to that mummy, baby? We carry death out of the village, say the children.
Mayday festivals.
This is all in his head. He's reading to himself.
The purpose of the spring ceremonies was to ensure a plentiful autumn. Relics of these fertility dramas are to be found all over Europe. In Great Britain, for example, one can still see harmless versions of them danced in obscure villages on May Day. Their cast includes many alarming
characters. Last May Day, I tried wearing that horse costume to work, and I was sent home.
Was there anybody in the front was like a two-person costume like most horse costumes?
No, it was just all me.
A man fool, Punch.
Punch.
Most complex of all the symbolic figures.
Punch and Judy.
The privileged simpleton and king for a day. Six swordsmen follow these figures and at the climax of the ceremony lock their swords together in a clear symbol of the sun.
Now that's cool.
Or the Star of David.
However, these dances were not simply pictures.
Or did the Star of David come after this?
Ending in a sacrifice by
chicken or the egg.
Desperately Jew or the pagan. The goddess of the fields. In good times, they offered produce to the gods and slaughtered animals. But in bad years, when the harvest had been poor...
I guess this is one big pagan drink.
This is just all exposition. It's like she looked up, she could read his mind.
quiet. This is a library.
Drowned in a sea or burnt to death in a huge sacrificial bonfire. Sometimes the six swordsmen ritually beheaded the virgin.
I feel like this is a spoken word in the middle of an Iron Maiden song.
Yeah. Oh, now he actually talked.
The chief priest then skinned the child. And wearing the still warm skin
foreskinned?
Like a mantle, led the rejoicing crowd through the streets. The priest thus represented a goddess reborn and guaranteed another successful harvest next year.
Read to yourself, I've read it before.
He kind of sounded like totally out of Monty Python.
I've got a Monty Python thing going on now ever since the reference earlier.
It's not like Bruce Jones or Terry Jones. Quit playing with your dinghy. Tommy boy.
The Eye of Horus. More Iron Maiden.
Yeah, well, apparently that rowboat actually belonged to somebody on the island, and they were like, oh, that'd be a cool prop.
Yeah, that was not made.
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, this is where it starts getting creepy.
The Shining and, like, the weird party people, and, there's people wearing masks of different animals just popping up as if they wouldn't be noticed. Nothing stranger than a man in a cod face with a turtleneck.
The plane
won't start.
I do wonder if Kubrick took from this movie.
Hey, you come back here. Something's wrong with my plane.
It's not a very scary sound effect. I would have gone with something other than...
Don't come back here!
Don't make me swim.
I said come back here!
Well, you have been an asshole to these people for the last day and a half.
What's the matter? Won't she go?
Does she go? Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Not a mean.
Has anyone been here?
Not to my knowledge, Sergeant. If any of the children had been interfering with it, I'm sure I would have seen them.
I warn you. You're obstructing a police officer.
I am not obstructing you, Sergeant.
Just get in my dinghy.
You can maybe get old Sam there to row you to the
You can obstruct me.
You'll be back in a week.
He's a simple boy. Strong as an ox.
I'll have to find Rowan Morrison myself.
Ooh. Yeah, here's where it starts getting weirder.
I really hope there's no one in the front of that horse costume.
He begins to play hide and seek with this guy wearing what looks to be like a horse/dragon outfit. It's the guy that had the kilt that was dry humping Willow.
The guy that looks a lot like Bluto.
Yeah. And he's just running around.
It's kind of Benny Hill vibe all of a sudden.
Yeah. I mean, there should be more scantily clad ladies, but
explains the
later
doink sound effect.
He's like, oh, I think I lost him.
He'll never catch me in here.
Oh, we're going to tar and feather some people.
Or make chocolate pudding.
So this is their big party. We got more dancing and groping and
everything under control. Over.
I'm alarmed.
Has really given it to that dragon horse.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. McGregor, I trust we aren't going to have to let out your costume again this year.
I think I'll manage, my lord.
No.
It does seem to shrink a little each year.
That means he's getting fatter. But aren't we all?
There's a hipster in the middle of the screen there.
Enough now. We shall all reassemble outside the town hall at 3 o'clock sharp.
I'll be dressed as a lady.
Through the village and the countryside, down to the beach below the stones, by the route which has become sacred to our right.
To grandmother's house
this
we go.
Year, at the procession's end, as has already been proclaimed, a holy sacrifice.
I would walk 500 miles.
To Nevada, our most sacred god of the sun, and to Avalonau, the beloved goddess of our orchards, in order that we may furnish them with renewed power to quicken the growth of our crops. Hail the Queen of the May!
Hail the Queen of the May! Oh no!
Ow, my legs! Wait, I need those!
And this is where he puts his dick.
I thought you had gone back.
Mrs. Morrison, I don't know if you know it or not, but Rowan is not dead. They've got a...
Who's Rowan?
Well, if you know where
it's like in Weird Science. Like,
it's too late.
Gary's dad. God, it's like, who's this Gary you keep talking about?
Your son, Gary. Slaughtered.
Sergeant, if I were you, I would go back to the mainland. Stop interfering.
That rabbit's just not having it. He's fed up with this film.
Yeah.
I am going to search every house in this place during the next few hours. And if anybody, including you, stands in my way, they'll be arrested as accomplices to murder.
You simply never understand the true nature of sacrifice.
Ooh.
Heathens. Bloody heathens.
And now he begins a scavenger hunt.
Take those masks off.
What masks? No.
I'm a kitty.
Off.
Meow.
What do you think you're doing?
Searching every house for a missing child.
Yeah, she was holding a mask, too. I see a red door and I want to paint it black. Those puppets fucking, no. I do not appreciate that.
That's what 8-year-olds do at Walgreens.
Bloody heathens. Yeah, we used to, when I worked at Shopko, we had, you know, stuffed animal displays and stuff. And I can remember many times having to take teddy bears out of the 69 position.
Yeah.
You know, things of that nature. Oh, hello. More female nudity.
All right.
And he's like, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Walks away. While you suck your thumb in a
bathtub. The thumb sucking was a bit weird.
That was way too small for her. Like, how's she washing herself? That child had a jelly sandwich. How did she know he was going to be in there?
I thought they're just totally fucking with him now. Uh-huh. Like, they just... or playing with their food, essentially.
Now, it would be funny if she was sucking her thumb, too. Oh, lots of apple crates, no apples. And why has he not checked this boat before?
I don't know.
Seems like, oh.
Fish head. Roly-poly fish head.
Hey, that's a Bill Mummy reference. Will Robinson. He's getting all over the place.
It's going through the entire city.
Oh, a casket of bread. There's
that
a person.
Looks
in it.
Amazing.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, you see that shit? You see what I made? I made a fucking bread, man.
I don't fuck around.
We are the bread men. I am the walrus. Oh.
Eek.
Yeah, these are all probably locals. They're like, you're going to be in a movie.
Yeah.
You know, because they're all like smiling every time.
It's like a tourist film.
That coffin is for McClumpy.
I think McClumpy.
McClumpy.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the kid who's getting sacrificed next year. Oh, oof. What happened to her hand? She got a nub.
What is the silver dollar over the eyes thing?
Isn't that to pay the boatsman for the River Styx?
Is that what it is?
I believe so. That you need to give him 2 pieces of silver or whatever to take you across the river to the afterlife.
So was that taken from pagan?
I don't know. I thought that was like a Greek thing. And on that boat, there was a man. And on that man, there was some silver. And now we're back to the bar.
Turning the whole village upside down. Just give me a glass of whiskey. No wonder it's worn out.
All right. Someone drinks, we drink. That's a rule.
No, well, I can't say I'm very surprised.
He just seems like an old queen, and that's supposed to be his daughter.
I do not wish to be disturbed.
I mean, he was, so,
tonight, if I was
you know.
We don't much relish strangers around today.
It's hard to tell with that accent. It's got time for a nap.
Oh. Now's where we brutally rape him.
I don't
like to use it on him, really.
Condoms.
Said we're to take no chances, didn't he?
It's not very good at faking sleep.
Yeah, like, his right eye is open.
Both eyes at this point.
Well, you can open your left one. That one's not facing them. Light it up. Light that doobie.
Oh, I wish.
That's what he's like hearing all this. Like, what are they doing? Are they smoking the reefer?
She's dressed like the Red Queen.
That'll make you sleep, my pretty sergeant.
It is a doobie.
Yep.
I'm away to change. We can't do without punch. You best get in ahead. They've given you girls 5 minutes start, haven't they?
Goodbye.
It's boys versus girls.
Shirts versus skins. The girls are skins on this island.
Yeah.
Porgo. Oh, no. That hand's on fire. Did you see a jump there?
Yeah.
Okay. As if they wouldn't hear that. Where do you get a hand candle?
He's humming. Oh, right on the hump.
Yeah, like, that's not even the best place to hit that guy. But it worked.
Of course, he's faking unconscious.
Yeah.
Because this is all part of the plan.
He likes that, though.
Yeah, this...
I think he's into
this was part of the plan too. That's why he volunteered for the punch roll.
He's like, oh no, don't hit me.
Ow, oh no. Do we have a safe word?
And here comes a goose stepping Christopher Lee. The prettiest belle of the ball.
I'm going back to the Monty Python reference with the Ministry of Silly Walks reference here.
He looks like Neil from The Young Ones.
Oh my god, we're totally going to sacrifice somebody, aren't we? Boom Shanker.
Oh man, this is heavy.
This is bumming me out.
Oh boy.
Love me some Young Ones.
Mm-hmm.
This is a friend of mine called Mike. This is a friend of mine called Neil.
Hello.
And that's a complete bastard I know called Rick.
He's actually having to perform in the ceremony now and... act accordingly to be punch, now which involves swinging some sort of bladder around and hitting people. Those are some cool swords.
Yeah, the sword part of this movie is really fun.
All right, got a bunch of guys in kilts. Hopefully, it's not too breezy of a day.
So, fun side note, Willow's dance sequence took 13 hours to shoot.
Yeah, I bet it did. Oh, you wouldn't believe it, but we left the lens cap on again.
All right. Reset, everybody.
All right. Can we get some powder on those titties? We got it. Take 19.
There was no film in the camera.
Yeah. I'll just be honest, this take, we weren't paying attention. You were out of focus the whole time.
All right, that was rehearsal. Let's set up again.
I'm not feeling it. Are you feeling it? He's feeling it.
These masks look like art projects in, like, junior high school.
Yeah, very shitty paper mache.
But still creepy as fuck.
Well, I think that one's literally a dog's head that was severed and just gutted. Oh, there's a big old rabbit. Yeah, this is frightening enough.
It really is.
Is he wearing Chuck Taylors?
I missed it.
It looked like he had, like, Converse high tops on with his little dress there.
So, this is the second or third time you've seen this movie?
Third.
What are you thinking about it? Does it grow on you? Does it get creepier? Does it get sillier? What's going on in your mind at this point?
I think the second time is probably the best time, because the first, you're following with what's going on, and you're like, this is kind of weird, but you're also trying to figure things out. The second time, you already know what's going on, so you can just be like, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
This
is cool. This is like my favorite.
Yeah. Snippety.
Chomp. Yipes. Chomp. 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 This is like that Star Trek episode with the little kids.
So all these people are taking turns running through, and then they have to stick their heads in the knife intersection, and then it could cut their head off, in theory. It's supposed to be random. I don't know how it's random, but...
I think it's all very planned, but it's play, basically.
That was the thumb-sucking lady, right?
I think so.
Where was her mask?
Everyone must go through McGregor. It's a game of chance, remember?
Yeah, they're just trying to scare the shit out of
they're
him.
They're just
right
fucking
now.
With him at this point.
Because you could see the other lady, like, looking over the rock. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we're getting him.
Yeah, they know that he's fallen for their plan. And they're just enjoying playing with the fool.
And now it's time to chop. J.J. Abrams' solar flare.
So someone just got their head chopped off. The animal did anyway. The head.
Oh, but it's all right.
It's okay. It was a child.
It's just Holly.
Who had a tall mask that got...
That dog person is seriously freaking me out.
Yeah. To the beach. Yeah, it's got that hotel room scene from The Shining vibe.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I've seen anthropomorphized creatures and shows and stuff. It's like, all right, that's an okay looking animal person. This is frightening.
When it's a person in a costume, yeah, and you know it, it's even creepier. That's a Clydesdale.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be a waste of beer.
I offer you this ale as a libation that you may bestow.
Hey, it's a King of Beers. They brought a Clydesdale, so
just one.
I'm guessing it's Budweiser, Beechwood aged.
Of your kingdom.
But you know what? Bearded Owl doesn't need no Beechwood aging.
You'll hear no dilly dilly there.
Yeah, I'll stick with my coffee cream ale here. Thank you very much. I'll
stick with tasty beverages. That looks like a bunch of beer.
Yeah.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice, for those who command the fruit of the earth.
Uh-oh.
Ewoks are here.
It's her. Oh, he's going off script. What's he doing?
Trying to save the day dressed as a jester just looks ridiculous.
What's the matter, Mr. McGregor?
Hit Han Solo.
Yeah.
I've got to try and get you away.
Hurry, mister, please. I don't like it here. I'm coming.
I don't like it here. I've grown up here my whole life, but I don't like it here.
And it looked like bad acting, but it turns out she actually is acting.
Going on chase in a cave.
Music takes on a very Pink Floydian vibe.
Engine Joe is after Huck and Tom here.
Who know the what, the where, the when, the why, the who? Who know the what, the where, the when, the why, the who?
It's dawning of the age of Aquarius.
That's the way up there.
Oh, and this is where the Fratellis come in. And Sloth has to save the day.
Slick Shoes will help.
Yeah. So we're going through tunnels and all this fun stuff, and now they come out of the womb of the earth.
But he's being reborn, so this is very symbolic.
Yeah. He took his mask off. He's going to help the girl out.
And he thinks that he has saved her,
yeah,
and she's going along with
it. He thinks he's
going
to be the hero. Oh, we got to jump. Nope.
Oh.
The gig is up.
And gone.
You were beautiful. And this is
you did it beautifully.
The terrible lie.
Yes. So cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Here's what the giant terrible lie has been all along. They have baited him into this situation. He's fallen for every step of the way. He is the perfect sacrifice. And it got creepy about 20 minutes to half an hour ago. It started to like really take a creepy turn. But this is actually kind of terrifying to me.
Yeah. He's like, what's the point, you know? Why lie about all of this?
He still has no idea what's going on, obviously.
Why would you bring me here to investigate a lady
disappearing
when there's nothing going on? So, am I jumping?
You have come of your own free will to the appointed place.
It's a Walking Dead shot against the sun.
Game. What game?
The game of the hunted leading...
That movie with Michael Douglas.
You came here to find Rowan Morrison, but it is we who have found you and brought you here and controlled your every thought and action since you arrived.
You mean I could have fucked that girl?
You to think that Rowan Morrison was being held as a sacrifice.
So in a way, he failed the test.
I know your crops failed. I saw the harvest photograph.
Oh, yes. They failed, all right. Disastrously so. For the first time since my grandfather came here. The blossom came, but the fruit withered and died on the bough. That must not happen again this year. It is our most earnest belief that the best way of managing this is to offer to our god of the sun and to the goddess of our orchards the most acceptable sacrifice that lies in our power. Animals are fine, but their acceptability is limited. A little child is even better, but not nearly as effective as the right.
How do they know this? If that's the first time that they've failed since... they got their
kind of
sacrificed a lot of children in the past and had mediocre results.
Yeah, it just didn't work out, or if it was passed down from their ancestors.
Are the right kind of adult.
An
our
idiot.
Painstaking researches have revealed you, uniquely, were the one we needed.
A man who would come here of his own free will.
So Edward Woodward didn't want to see the Wicker Man because he wanted to feel truly terrified. When the camera hit him for this shot coming up here. And I think it worked well. I think it was a good decision. This is actually him being kind of freaked out by the sight of this thing.
That's Lady Bun Lady, right? She just has her hair down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Princess Leia.
Was she the one that was in that bathtub thing?
I think so.
Wow.
I don't know. It's hard to keep track.
We may have to go back and rewatch that. For educational purposes.
Oh, it's Bluto again.
Our Howie.
Uh-oh.
Yipes. Now I'll rape you.
You are the fool, Mr. Howie. Punch.
I pity him.
One of
just
the
like
three
Mr. T.
fool victims of history.
I think we all should pity the fool at the end of this movie.
You have accepted the role of king for a day. And who but a fool would do that? But you will be revered and
is that person to the right in the background a man or a woman?
Oh, in the blue dress?
Yeah. It's hard to tell with these festivities.
Yeah.
It's a woman.
I thought it was a lady.
You will undergo death and rebirth. Resurrection, if you like. The rebirth, sadly, will not be yours, but that of our crops.
I'm going to be apples?
You call that a knife?
That's not a knife. For resurrection. That's a spoon.
I see you've played knife and spoonie before.
It is I who will live again. Not your damned apples.
I don't care if they're Macintosh, Honeycrisp, Gala, Fiji. Fiji Fuji, I'm a Christian. Oh, Red Delicious. I'm a Granny Smith man myself.
Harpo, he is not.
Oh, and now this is where they do the ritual tongue bathing.
Dressing the runes.
Yes, they... He's like, okay, well, I'm all right with this part. Is it all going to be like this?
Well, this isn't so bad.
Yeah, they're rubbing their hair on his face.
I quite like this.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be cool if all these people weren't here, but...
But, you know.
You know.
I'm into lots of things. I'll try it once.
Weird stuff I've seen on the lawn.
Yeah, she is Princess Leia Bun Lady there.
Okay.
Right.
She looks better with the hair down.
Yeah.
It took me a while to... realize who she was. Oh, and now we got the nipple paint.
Ooh.
Oh, it's Ash Wednesday. Actually, it's Mustard Monday. That's what pagans celebrate. They put a glob of French's on their forehead.
That's not be silly.
Mustard!
They even got the mustard turtleneck. Bested by a man in a mustard turtleneck is not how I want to go.
You can't change the fact that I believe in the life eternal as promised to us by our Lord Jesus Christ.
No, a your Latter-day Lord Saints. Jesus Christ. How have you not picked up on this yet?
As promised to us by our Lord Jesus Christ!
Jesus Christo!
That is good. For believing what you do, we confer upon you a rare gift these days.
You get to be a martyr.
A martyr's death.
I thought I was going to give him a CD mixtape.
Yeah.
But you will sit
kind of oxymoronic term I just used there.
Come. It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
With the
time will come.
With the who?
Now, all of you, just wait.
Don't I get a phone call?
And you can wrap it
a
up
last meal?
Like.
Novocaine.
Commit murder. Can you not see? There is no sun god.
Ra?
There is no...
I thought Jesus was the son of God.
Yeah.
He's wrong. Yeah, Susan Boyle was over there.
Your crops failed because your strains failed. Fruit is not meant to be grown on these islands. It's against nature. Well, don't you see that killing me is not going to bring back your apples?
But if they have faith, maybe it will.
Can you call that begging?
Tell them it won't.
I know it will.
That looked like some ADR.
Well, don't you understand that if your crops fail this year, next year you're going to have another blood sacrifice?
I don't know if it's the soundtrack or the villagers.
No one less than the king of Summer Isle himself will do. If the crops fail, Summer
Isle... He's bringing the fire and brimstone here.
Next year your people will kill you on May Day.
They will not fail.
Mr. Deltoid's enjoying it.
The sacrifice of the willing king-like virgin fool will be...
The crash test dummies have arrived. They are the opening act for the Wicker Man.
There will be no traces.
Once there was this guy who went to an island to find a missing girl.
I want them to sing the Maypole Tree song.
There was a boy, and on this boy there was a man.
I could always sing along with their music. It's a shame they never got bigger. So this reaction shot we're going to hit here, he had never seen the actual Wicker Man statue or whatever.
Which really is frightening as shit.
It is.
Upon first sight.
Like, we're going to burn you in this big wooden effigy.
To not have any idea what's about to happen to you other than it's going to be bad, and then walk up a hill and see a giant flammable thing that you're going to go inside, surrounded by torches. Yeah, that's with animals inside it.
Yeah. Which apparently some of the animals did not enjoy that experience and relieved themselves on him.
Yes, he was peed on by a goat. Because it did not enjoy being caged.
I have a feeling...
Oh, it's a wedding ceremony.
This would not fly with PETA and all that kind of stuff and cruelty to animals on movie sets.
According to Robin Hardy, they were not harmed in any way. They
according
were just
to Britt Eklund, a few of them died.
Britt Eklund said that she thought a few of them died.
They
Robin
ate
Hardy
them
said,
at the rap party.
Oh, really? I didn't read that.
I don't know. I just made that up. And on that table there was a spread, and on that spread there was some goose and some bacon and
it's
some Christian.
Mighty God of the sun,
I once caught a fish this big.
His hair is like full crazy.
He is Christopher Lee-ing all over the place.
Mighty God of the sun,
hear ye the words of the Lord!
So he's reading this off a big giant cue
awake
card.
And howl!
Is it because he didn't have time to memorize the script or what?
I don't know. I don't know why that was. I don't know if he wanted to be authentic, like a Marlon Brando kind of way.
Maybe.
And unrehearsed?
Otherwise, that seems unprofessional as shit.
Yeah.
From the sons of men! Desire shall fail!
Which, if you do the whole movie like that, like Brando, kind of lame. If you choose certain scenes, I could actually see that as an actor.
They're not listening to you, dude. The sun is setting. All right, light them up. Wait, who started the fire?
Billy Joel.
Motherfucker's at it again.
Man, I don't care what he says.
He really gets around.
I blame him.
Burn the witch.
Oh. Music by the Eisenhower Junior High Marching Band.
Cuckoo.
Ka-choo. Not only are they burning him alive, they're singing and dancing and smiling about it.
Even the children.
Yeah.
The only way this could get worse for him is if they all got naked and started fucking each other.
You know, I would actually appreciate that in his shoes. Just the endorphins might help the experience.
He's like, well, I may as well have my first orgasm. First and last.
This is like that scene in Casablanca when the Nazis are trying to sing over the Frenchmen and vice versa.
You're a little pitchy, dog. No, I get what he's going for, but...
Well, religious music was never that good.
I drink the mead. I'm so confused.
What lucky mead? They're dancing like pirates.
Yeah, like those flames look close to those animals.
They look close to him, too, though. I think it's camera trick. I don't know. I'd like to believe Robin Hardy.
I mean, can you fake those screams from goats?
An ADR.
It's like the Omen with the baboons.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, oftentimes when I read no animals were harmed in the making of this film, I want to call bullshit. It's like, nah, I don't know about that.
Let me not undergo the real pains of hell, dear God, because I die unshriven.
Dear Jesus, I'm sorry I was an asshole.
Which knows no end.
Where's your God now? That's what they're all thinking.
Yeah, where's our Messiah now?
Our Lord!
Day-Lewis? Who's Daniel?
I don't know, but this is creepy.
Was that his lover? I thought he was yelling Jesus originally.
Me too.
But apparently he's yelling for Daniel. Daniel in the lion's den, but I don't...
Daniel Tiger.
Yes, Daniel Tiger.
That's what I think it was.
Lady Aberlane. And,
did you explain all the little puppeteering kind of heads we had throughout this entire movie? Now, there was talk of a sequel... where the writer wanted to,
classic closing shot there,
say that the cops showed up at the last minute and saved him.
I read that too.
I don't buy it. He looks like he burned alive to me.
He looks like Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen.
Oh, yeah.
On Tatooine. And thus ends The Man of Wicker. We hope you enjoyed our drunken commentary over the movie. It may not be one that you were super familiar with, and maybe that's why I left the dialogue on a little more than some of the other ones. Usually if people aren't as familiar with a movie, I feel it helps to kind of listen along with us, but totally encourage you guys to check the movie out and get the full effect, because we describe things, but I can't describe all the nudity, and I can't describe the sheer terror of a man in a poodle mask.
A man in a poodle mask and a man discovering that he will be ended by being burned alive.
Jesus Christ, no!
Daniel!
It's his favorite Elton John song.
That's what it
is. He was calling out a request.
Okay.
At the very end.
He didn't like what they were playing.
No, because... And they really pissed him off because they played Piano Man because Billy Joel was there. And he's like, that's the wrong guy! And he died.
So whether or not the film holds up is doesn't really need to be asked. I don't think that no. holds up by today's standards of filmmaking.
Yeah, we actually had this discussion on my first viewing recently. My girlfriend and I watched it in preparation for today's episode, and we both agreed this could stand to be remade. And I mentioned it actually has, but the thing is, the remake strayed so far from the original source material. I feel if they did, not necessarily like Psycho, it needs to be shot for shot, but keeping the true spirit of the show, maybe updating some of the references, definitely updating the music and the dialogue
yeah.
and some of the performances. Leave all the nudity in. I'm yeah, okay oh, yeah. with that. You're going to need it if it's a pagan movie.
It's kind of the best part of the movie. One of the best so, parts of the movie.
You know, it's still going to be titillating.
Yeah.
But yeah, this totally, in the right hands, could be a very good, terrifying remake.
I completely agree. Especially I'm not against with it. The resurgence of neo-paganism that yeah. has kind of spread throughout the world, and people are kind of fascinated with witchery and neo-paganism again. I think that this would be an excellent film to remake if done right. As far as this original one is concerned, you do have to watch it thinking that you're watching a British film from mm-hmm. 1973, because you are.
Yeah.
I like this film a lot. People are very hit, love it or hate it. I'm a fan of this movie personally. I think it gets better upon each viewing. That being said, like I said, it's a bit outdated.
Yeah. Well, before we end the show, we've got our closing credits song. And this comes from a German punk band called Idle Class. That's IDLE. And this song, it ties in because it's called Bring In the Harvest. They burned their virgin martyr. We're going to assume the crops were plentiful a year later.
It's a happy ending.
Yeah. So listen to this song and think about all those people picking apples. And we will be right back here on Drunk at the Movies. And that was Idle Class with Bring in the Harvest. Hope you guys enjoyed that. And thanks again to Idle Class and also The Estranged for letting us feature their music and being our bands of the week.
And I also worked in another Monty Python reference with Idle.
Yeah, there we go. Eric Idle Class. That's that would be a fun rock band to see, I think. They do a great cover of Always Look on the Bright Side of Life.
Do they really?
No.
I was going to say, it'd be fun to hear that. Yeah.
All right, well, something else that's going to be fun to hear is next week's episode. As we said, it's Halloween today. It's the very end of October, so that means November 6th, we will be back with a brand new theme for the month of November. What's that theme, you ask? Well, Seth has a birthday coming up in December, but we can't celebrate that because it's December, because we're going to be watching Christmas movies.
Right.
It makes sense. My birthday was in October. We watched scary movies because, again, that makes sense. But you guys already know me. I've been doing this show for a while. So we thought we would celebrate Seth's birthday. And for November, we're going to watch two movies that came out the month he was born, which would be December of 1980. And you took a look at the list of movies that came out. Your list was much better than mine. Because we thought about doing one from each of our birth months.
Right.
But literally the best one from October of 81, we've already done on the show in the past, and that was The Evil Dead we did last October.
And the other ones just weren't Chariots very good of Fire. Movies.
Yeah, that's...
Who wants to watch that sober? Let alone right. drunk.
Maybe drunk might be better, but it would be 2 hours of they're running. And you don't want to hear that.
Vacation.
Right.
That's a song from Vacation.
Yeah. So we opted to go with December of 1980 because there was a plethora of films that we could watch, and we picked two. We're going to do a bonus third episode for the month. And
because,
we're going,
you know, holiday season and
yes,
all.
Yes, Thanksgiving this month. So we're going to have a bonus one for you. But to go with the theme, we're starting off with 1980s Flash Gordon.
And I hope that I have aged better.
You're a classic in your own right, but yes, I think you have aged a little bit better than Flash, but you don't have your daily life scored by Queen.
No, I wish I did. I wish that were my theme song as I walked down the street.
Seth, editor of our trailers. Right? I can't hit those notes. I'm not Freddie Mercury.
No, but you're good at the improvisational lyrics. I was going to add something in, but you were killing it, so I was just letting you go.
It's a gift. What can I say?
So we're going to focus on that next time that you hear us.
All right. Well, hope you guys enjoyed it. This is Dustin.
This is Seth.
Saying you don't have to be drunk to enjoy The Wicker Man, but it doesn't hurt. We'll see you next time.